All right. So with you now having your work placed in the city, and you just now saying that the city of Pittsburgh is a little tougher to actually get involved as much as you have, how do you feel now seeing your artwork downtown?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's a crazy good look. Like, it's good to feel, you know, I mean, see a mural downtown, like, that's something that, like, I used to, like, dream about when I was a kid. And even before, like, I knew about, you know, different sectionalism and different things going on in the city, and, you know, how hard it is for, you know, a black artist to get, you know, a position like that. You know, it's definitely humbling to be a part of that. But what I've learned from the experience of getting it, like, you know, just keeping your eyes open a little more and not, like, really trying to figure out why it's like that, and then more figure out how you're going to do something about it. So I just went about, you know, so I saved my money funding myself, you know, being able to put myself in different positions so I'm able to, you know, get things like that. So honestly, I think, like, we could just work on position changing.
Right.
I think that's really what got me into where I'm at today. And, like, it just, you know, the momentum rolls.
So. Right. So you basically, you just went over creating your own lane of what you expected for yourself to take place for yourself.
Right. Like, I was, like, the only person that was going to be able to see through, you know, what I actually want to have done. And now that I did do that, now there's, like, I don't want to say a culture or a following, but, like, there's just a way of, like, when you look at what I do now, like, people like and want to go like about that. So, you know, it's good that I was able to do that. And, you know, I just want to spread hope to everybody else that you can find your way. But, like, it's not going to work if you try to do it somebody else's. You know what I mean? You have to do it your way.
Right.
So, you know.
I don't like that.
I wasn't always a painter. Like, art was, like, I don't know. I wouldn't even say it was a hobby. It was just something, like, you know, when I was coming up, all my homies did it. Like, there's a whole group of us. We all did art. We all hooped, played football. Like, we all did the same thing.
There was a definitely strong era of a lot of people who was painting on clothing and remixing a lot of shoes.
Yeah, yeah. I remember Chris. Like, 2000s, like, you know, it was, like, it was a thing. So, I don't know. I guess I could say I went to college. You know, I was a collegiate athlete, played basketball, Mercy Hills University, and I got hurt, and then over time, like, you know, me getting over being hurt and not being able to play again, I just started doing art therapeutically, and I just was like, you know, I'm not really feeling this school thing, or, like, what's really going on now that I don't have what I originally wanted to do, you know, so I just ended up getting an associate's degree and just leaving, and just followed my art career with shoes first, so, you know what I mean, it wasn't really my first calling, but while I was in school, I was, you know, one of the top barbers up there. Like, you know, there was different things that I was doing to just keep my hands busy and just in case factors, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I look at it like whatever I was going to really take serious is going to work.
Right.
I just really had to put in that time and effort to do so.
That's interesting. I feel like a lot of African Americans do end up going to school originally to be the first in their family or to be a legacy for the family, but in reality, it ends up being, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So to actually, you know, you go through so many changes when you're in school though too, so.
Yeah, that's how, I was just sick of, you know, I was sick of trying stuff. You know what I mean? Like, when you try stuff, like, it's all good, but, you know, it's like food. Like, you could try food, but that don't mean you won't be full.
Yeah.
You're just trying it, but you're hungry. So,
right.
Like, you know, if you really want to indulge in something, you got to, like, complete and, you know what I mean, catch that momentum and do. So,
definitely.
You know, I just capitalize on stuff life just tells us.
That's crazy. Yeah. That was literally what I was going to ask you next. Outside of painting and actually custom designs for clothing and apparel, like, what other things have you capitalized off of with your brand? Has it been more so just the painting? Like, because I know you paint, but do you do things with spray paint as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
My last 10 murals were all spray paint. That one downtown is all spray paint.
Yeah, I was like, it was Stillers. They had the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the Antonio Brown Stillers and the Sidney Crosby Penguins.
Okay.
So, I mean, I mastered one thing, and that was just, like, my style of painting, and then, like, I just let everything else, like, you know, be organic and come around me. So, like, I just became, like, I won't say, like, talented at multiple things, but understanding of everything and talented at what I'm talented at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't really want to step out of what I do, but I can offer, like, a helping hand. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be that guy, like, oh, yeah, what you gonna do this?
Yeah.
I can try to show you, like, hey, look, I know this homie. You know what I mean? He does right. this. I've done work with him this kind of third. You know what I mean? Be like that.
That's the role I've taken with actually moving forward, with actually interviewing and doing my blog, because the blog is just phase one for what I'm mm-hmm. attempting to do, just because I've come to realize I don't technically have a team. I have a group mm-hmm. of people that I interact and work with, but they're not all on the same page of yeah. what they want to do, but business-wise, they're doing things. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to bridge that in between gap, so yeah. we don't have to feel like only celebrity people is doing some, or go out west side to do some. No, we're all connected on every avenue. We know mm-hmm. where and who to go to.
No, you know, I mean, that's the hardest thing with you know, just our community in Pittsburgh right now, like, because, you know, like, my team, like, you know, I got a nice little team, and like, they're, you know, more than half of them aren't black, but
right.
they taught me how, you know, I mean, how they go about what they're doing, and I'm like, you know, like. You know, we go to judge, or we go to say some sorts of things are problematic, but, you know, some systems are correct universally, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, like, they look out from top of the stairs to the bottom of the stairs, no matter how much anything is in the middle,
right.
you know what I mean? So, like, instead of us being so competitive just so much in the nature of who we are, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, we can build each other and then be competitive amongst other things.
Right.
So, like, you know what I mean? It's just perspective, and, like, I'm just trying to...
Right.
All right. Water down to everybody and just be like, all right, cool, we got it.
All right. I like it. Now, let's see. What has it been like being in an artistic community for Pittsburgh? Because I know I was a part of, like, the Pan-African group. I was with them. I was with a lot of more black power areas where it just takes a lot for me to come out of my comfort zone to come around mainstream. So, but you can't mix the two together.
Right,
they're
right.
completely different matrices. Mm-hmm. So with you having to go from the artistic community to still recognizing that you are black African American in the city of Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. how has it been for you work-wise? Because I know you said earlier, it's like, oh, when I go out of town, it's a little, the movement's different. Mm-hmm. Here, you gotta work a little harder.
Right.
So.
And I don't even know if it's like, I don't even know if it's harder, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just like, the thing about our city, it's very easy to pay attention to the wrong thing. So I think that, you know, I was once victim of paying attention to the wrong thing, but
right.
then I found a loophole.
Right.
Now the thing is, like, the loophole is fear. Are you scared to jump in that loophole? You know what I mean? So, like, I just happen to jump in and work. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's just, like, I don't think it's, I wouldn't say that it's a problem, you know, deciphering the two, but it is problematic when, you know, not even just getting asked this question, but, like, when people judge you amongst this question. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So, like, people are looking at me like I'm supposed to be a certain way this, certain way that,
yeah.
because I am a black male, and I am, like, successfully climbing up the ladder.
Yeah, the statistics,
like,
is
I'm
crazy.
Climbing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not really, like, up anywhere. You know what I mean? I'm still climbing. So, yeah. I don't know. It's a process. It goes up and down. You know what I mean? I have a lot of good people in my corner. Like, the more your name is, like, great, the easier it is for you.
Where?
So, like, even if you have, like, a, you know what I mean? One thing about, like, people in the community, like, it might be a past thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be an awkward past. Like,
yeah.
So be it. You know what I mean? Like, I have an awkward past as well. You know what I mean? I'm only 25 years old. Like,
oh, you're young.
So, like, you know, it's just...
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask if he was married or not. You young.
I just turned 25 in October.
Dang, October what?
October 11th.
Oh, I'm 7-11. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
October 11th. But, you know, it's just... I don't know, I lost track.
How it is working in this community, being an artist, and expert at least.
It's better, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's getting better. Like,
yeah.
And that was my job, you know what I mean? Like, I was just, like, taking that as, let's make it better, at least so people can try. Because, like, it's hard to try when you're crippled, you know
Everybody
what I mean?
Everybody looks, like, for a leader. Sometimes you just gotta be that one.
Yeah, like, at first I didn't want to take that role, because, you know, I didn't, like, look at it as... You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yo, I'm from the mud, just like y'all. Like, I'm still
right.
here, you know what I mean? But, like, now that, like, I understand and, like, that, you know what I mean, I'm progressing through, and just seeing how many people do look up to me, like, I'm willing to take that role and just, like, try to help them out, you know what I mean?
Well, that's good. You humble with it. Shit, that's good.
You gotta be, you know what I mean? Like, when you're not, like, that's when they eat you.
Swear, that's when love and hip-hop come alive in the streets. Yeah, you don't want that. All right, and then what should we expect from you next? Because I know you said that next month you're going to be in Miami. Mm-hmm. What else you got going on here? Or is there any places where people could just... Because I know you could go throughout the city and see your work. Mm-hmm. But is there, like, any events you got going on? You got... Mm-hmm. But, yeah, is there any, like, just a way for everyone to collectively come mm-hmm. and see, purchase, websites...
Yeah, for sure.
Instagrams.
My website is just CamoCustoms.com with a Z at the end, CamoCustoms.com. That's the same on my Instagram, CamoCustoms, Facebook, right. CamoCustoms. Right now I have a show on the 17th and 18th. It's actually like technically three shows, but technically two. So one, well, two of them at Boom Concepts, one at Flower House and Wilkinsburg.
At Boom Concepts?
Mm-hmm.
I need to get myself down there. They have so much going on.
Yeah, they get it popping. Like, I just did a couple projects with Boom Concepts. Got a couple pieces in the Carnegie Museum of Art.
Okay.
That was dope. It,
no, definitely, because...
The United Way. United Way near...
Okay.
So, like, yeah, Boom Concepts definitely reaching out.
It's Saturday and 18th is Boom Concepts. All mm-hmm. right. This month?
Yep, November. 17th and 18th, I'll be showing my newest pieces, The Mona Lisa and Meditate. And I got a special piece that I didn't show anybody yet. So
okay.
I'll be showing that. And trying to think. After that, there's a mural competition. It's not painting murals competitively, but like we're going to be showing them. It's going to be voting so they can pick their muralists. That's going on at Belvedere's in Lawrenceville on Butler Street. So that's November 22nd. And then when I come back home from Miami, I'm going to have a show at the Braddock Library for...
You're booming. You be over at Braddock?
Yeah, I mean, I just...
No, I take that back. Their library?
Yeah, I just got that connection. So,
yeah.
You know, definitely my friend Tika.
Okay.
Yeah, Tika's got me... booked for Braddock Christmas.
Yeah, Braddock damn sure been doing that, because... I know, I moved here to this city, mm-hmm. so I got on my way to do awkward travels. But over in Braddock, I know going with my girlfriend, Hope, that's who I ended up interviewing before, like, a few days ago. Her family and my family's all from over there, but that library's really invested in the Braddock community, mm-hmm. the mayor, everything. They're very supportive of the African-American culture, for sure. Like, for sure. So you got something dope going on? Okay.
Yeah,
you're popping right now.
I'm set for the rest of the year. You know, we just trying to get set for 2018. I got a lot of stuff going on for 2018. I can't release any of it.
Oh, you big dog. I want to be like you when I grow up. Look at you.
I can't release none of that.
Right.
That's going to be like a lit stuff. Like this stuff that we got November, December, that's light. You know what I mean? But January, February, you know, that's definitely going to be a huge move. Definitely look out for that.
All right. That's all I got. 7 questions. I let you go easy.
Yeah.
Now, I do want a picture, but I know exactly which picture I want to take in front of. And we're going to have to go for a walk. I know you're down here and you're too cool for school gear.
I'm cool with that.
You go with a walk. Let's walk.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm cool.